way Tennessee specifically ran the ball against Jacksonville?
A lot different scheme than we run. Some of the same similarities with their zone blocking scheme. With Vince Young, they use a little bit more, when it's called an option, but they utilize his skills the way they should be used.
How did his option work against him?
I don't think he really ran the option. You know, he had a couple fakes and quarterback keeps, but didn't have any options, but made a bunch of big plays in the pocket.
What part of the first two games have gone like you expected, and what has surprised you?
Oh, there's always surprises in every game. We moved the ball very well, like we've talked about. You know, we've kind of stumbled a little bit getting the ball in the end zone. But I've been plenty pleased with the effort. I've been pleased with the way the guys have stepped up in some tough situations when their backs are against the wall. And you look back at those things. You hopefully that we can put a team away like we should have early in the third quarter when we went up 24-3. But you have a couple penalties you score touchdowns. We have two penalties where they're called back. And then you have a holding penalty when you bring the ball out to about the 30-yard line when you're on the minus one. You have a couple turnovers on offense, and all of a sudden it's a football game. So hopefully we learn by those mistakes.
Mike, you joked how the first two games they're trying to kill you and make you old. Do you see the positives in that too, though, with the young quarterback and so many new players? How this can help these guys learn to play as a team?
That was a joke. No, that's what you want to do. That's what great football teams do. They find a way to win, especially when they have some adversity. Anytime you give 10 points up on offense and you lose an onside kick and you're still in the football game, that doesn't happen very often. So. And it shows you a lot of resilience with some of our players and, you know, the mindset they have to find a way to win.
Can you address Jake Poise? Is he a Poise man of his years?
Yeah, Jake does. Yeah, Jay does too.
Yeah. When did you first sense that in Jay that he had that ability? Was it college? Was it a couple days here? When did you first realize this guy is the type that would want the ball in the fourth quarter? Not all quarterbacks do.
Yeah, you never really know for sure until they actually get put in that situation. You feel like they do, and you watch the way they handle themselves, and you know, watch the way they act under pressure. I don't care if it's players or coaches. Everybody reacts differently when the lights are on, and all of a sudden you got to come up with that play, and you've got 11 guys breathing down your throat. Not everybody reacts the same way, and you don't know until they do it. You got a feeling for them. You get a feel for them, though, and how they handle themselves in practice, but until the lights are on, you really don't know for sure.
Mike, the whole Patriots videotape thing, can you provide any perspective on that? How much that kind of stuff goes on around the league? Have you ever lodged a complaint against the team?
No, I'm not going to go down that road right now. I'm more concerned, obviously, about our football team, and I think that's been addressed enough.
Mike, are you surprised with how much they've struggled to run the ball Jacksonville with the personnel they have?
Well, you know, I just take a look at what they did last year. You know, anytime you wind up being second in the NFL in total defense, you're third in rushing offense, you've won a lot of football games over the last 3 or 4 years. Your defense has been in the top, I think, 2 in total, 4th in points, and you take a look at their offense and scoring offense, total offense, rushing offense, they're all in the top 10. And you know, they will get back to running the football, I guarantee you. When you take a look at their running backs and what they've done in the past, they're primed to come in here with the yards we've given up and try to run the ball right down our throat. So that doesn't surprise me at all. But they will get back to where they've been, and we're going to have to meet the challenge.
With that said, how big of a challenge is this for you guys? You know, like you said, you've given up some yards on the ground.
Great challenge. I mean, anytime you talk about a team averaging 158 yards last year with the same football team coming back, quarterback playing extremely well. Obviously, they feel very comfortable with their system, but they haven't done in the first two games. You know, they've averaged 94. They'll get back on track, hopefully not against us.
Why do you think their run defense has struggled so much, something that's been historically very good?
Well, anytime you hold a team to 44 yards in the second half, you know, you can't judge a team by two games. We've talked about this many years. Let's take a look at the end of the season or mid-season, but this is one of the top defenses in the National Football League, very similar to the same defense we played last week. they'll be one of the top defenses in the National Football League. They have been the last 4 years. They've been very consistent, and they will do that again this year. Okay, thanks.